It's 8:48, 67 degrees, beautiful Friday morning on the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go back out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Tom Krug, who is the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 141. Tom, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Now, Tom, the folks who work at the Ingham County 911 Center are part of your union, correct?
That's correct.
All right. There have been some challenges with the new 911 center. Tell us about them.
Well, we've had some challenges prior to opening with training and phone and radio issues, and those continue. They're still having problems with the phone system. This past weekend, the phone system was down for several hours. It appears that the issues are intermittent. And they've also had radio problems where the radios quit working for periods of time. And we've had a couple instances where our officers were in need of priority backup and involved in foot chases and weren't able to get a hold of dispatch. So we still have some concerns. Staffing is down. They're down about 10 positions, and it appears that our people are just trying to do the best job they can day to day.
Well, you had addressed concerns with me a couple weeks ago that you didn't think the 911 center was ready to open, and it still appears that's a challenge.
It's a challenge. I mean, our people are telling me day by day they're hoping nothing happens, and, you know, what's going to happen today? They don't have a lot of confidence in the equipment, and it was supposed to be, it was touted as a state-of-the-art new 911 center, and they're having way, you know, continue to have these issues. The original intent was to save the taxpayers money, and I don't think it's ever going to save them any money. I think that I know they're over budget. They haven't even hired their clerical staff because they haven't got the money to hire clerical. I just, you know, I'm concerned that it was a boondoggle to begin with. It's not going to be a big money saver, but I'm more concerned about the radios and the phones intermittently not working. I mean, you have to have confidence in your 911 center.
Who's responsible for the radios and the phones to be working?
Well, it basically comes back to the county. I mean, they're ultimately responsible. You know, the vendors have been working with them, and it appears that the phone issue is the same issue that we raised prior to opening as part of our lack of training and the problems they're having with the phone system now they were having before it opened. It appears that they can't find out what the glitch is in the phone system. But we have concerns. Daily I talk to our people and, you know, they come up with, you know, it works for a while, it doesn't work. So we have concerns and we hope that the county is taking this very seriously. And we have talked to a couple of our commissioners that interestingly were told thought everything was just going fine there. So hopefully they'll get these bugs worked out and move forward.
Tom, is there someone with the county that you are dealing with that's responsible to make sure everything works?
Well, I'm guessing the person that's responsible to make everything work would be the director. We have not talked with him directly. Like I say, we talk with our members. We've raised our concerns. You know, the backup system worked, but you shouldn't have a brand-new 911 center that Eaton County has to answer your phones. And then they call them on a radio to give them the information to then later be dispatched. Well, all of that time is clicking. So, you know, luckily nothing occurred during the hours that it was down that they weren't able to handle. But with a brand-new center, you shouldn't be having to go to backups or going to another county for assistance a month after opening. And it kind of goes back to our original issue when we had in front of Judge Dragunchuk. The county, is, we feel, has rushed into this. They should have taken the time to get all these bugs worked out and not do it as they go.
We've been talking with Tom Krug, who's the executive director for the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 141. Tom, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
So, thanks. Have a nice day.
752, 66 degrees on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS.